King's Nose. I thought I was in Puttyville. All right. King's Nose. Here I am. I go down past the Snot Rocks there to Puerto Dork. And to get up around a labyrinth, I take 101. Oh, tricky. I use 57.
Hello. I'm Ed Stiffner, the Crazy Commando. Ordnance officer at the neighborhood survival gun store. Want to build up your small arms, Mr. and Mrs. Scaredy Cat Suburbanite? Has your neighborhood become dangerous to live in because people with different names have moved next door? Well, you don't have to take it lying down, but if you are lying down, try our recoilless recliner designer rifle. You don't have to leave the cozy comfort of your bed to waste that rude intruder or strafe the friggin' rock and roll party across the street.
Ed aims to please, and so does Louise. So don't hide arms, get sidearms at Ames Guns. 30102 East Rhode Island School of Design Terrace in Ukaipa.
Daddy, where can I get a good deal in a Christian atmosphere?
Here, friends, right here!
Tell them how to find us, Fred.
Well, I don't know, man.
Read the paper.
Oh, the paper. Concrete off the road tires.
Read our ad in the paper.
Neighborhood survival gun store is easy to find. Yeah, I'm here. We're four flights below the ruins of the beautiful bunker building. Left face, 14 goose steps, and you're there.
This week, try our survival special.
Yeah, that's the simple little kit we sell under the counter that converts your harmless 22 caliber starter pistol into a selective fire 50 millimeter armor-piercing weapon system. It's a bitch.
So shoot first and make friends later.
Yeah.
Set your sights on your neighborhood survival gun store. Ask for Ed or Fred Stiffner.
That's us, the Crazy Commandos.
And you'll get free a life-size replica of the Alabaster Arrow of Improbability, the weapon that saved or did it destroy the ancient world, Fred.
Well, I don't know, Ed. I wasn't there, you know.
That's not much of it.
14 goose steps. Hey, I'm off the map. Hello?
Yo, player.
Yo, Wimpy.
Listen, I'm gonna get in big trouble for giving you that game. Now, are you off the map yet?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the bugs. You better turn yourself in.
No way, man. I got a date with a beautiful girl in Labyrinth.
Labyrinth? You can't even get there from there.
Hey, Wimp, look at the map. I'll take, Route 101.
No. There's only 99 bands on the disc.
I'll take the chance. She's worth it. 101, here I come.
But that's another bug.
Where am I? This is the pit. This is the pit. Holy baloney! That laser beam nearly made optical weenies out of me. I gotta get moving. Hey, I am moving. It's cold here.
Ooh. Hey, come on over by the fire, stranger.
You're talking to me?
And lost.
I am.
Sit on the spit.
Thanks a lot.
Make yourself to home. This here's the end of the road, right?
Sure is.
This here is Donna's Pass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, too bad Donna passed on. We just hit her.
Oh,
he just passed her.
Wait a minute.
An eating chair works up an appetite. Uh-huh. Nice to have you for dinner, cuz.
What?
You're it.
Hey, get your teeth out of my britches. Hey, let me out of here. Hot boss! Help me!
Hi there, Sarge.
Howdy,
welcome to Bad Brothers Bait and Switch Store. What can I do for you today?
Well, Hoss, I got a big government supply list.
Hey, okay.
We're colonizing another asteroid.
Well, what's this one called?
Well, I don't know, just a bunch of letters and numbers. Who the hell cares? But they got some great molten lakes up there.
Oh, hot stuff.
Yeah, big old bass in them or something moving around in there.
Yeah. Right.
The boys is going to want to catch them no matter what.
Sure, of course.
I need some bait.
Bait.
Get this. Now, about 80 tons of night crawlers. I need 73 or 74,000 square feet of brine.
Now, hold on just a minute there.
What, too much tech talk?
No, we just sold the last of our live bait to the Ruskies for food.
They'll eat anything.
Yeah, but I just happen to have something just as good as night crawlers. Kitten hoods. Look at these things here. Yes, sir. 83,000 of them. On special, they're velvet, and I think they're waterproof.
I'm looking for bait.
Yes, well, when these kitten hoods get wet, they smell awful. They'll attract anything.
I'm looking for bait.
Yes. Oh, God, well, look at this here. Teriyaki walking sticks. Wow. You crack those fish or whatever they are over the heads with these suckers, and if they get away, away, well, you just eat the sticks. The men will love them.
Listen, forget the bait.
Well,
okay?
No, wait a minute.
I ain't got time. Let's just take care of the switches.
Switches?
I need 860,000 enamel silent wall switches and plates and a wide range of decorator colors. I need 90 gross right-handed toilet foot switches.
Hold a minute there on them switches.
What'd you do, sell them to the Venusians for appetizers?
Just don't I wish. No, the supplier pulled a switch on us, but they gave us something just as good. Look at these glowing dark duck hats from Guam.
That's
see that?
Stupid. I need switches.
They glow in the dark. You won't need switches. The men will love them.
Listen, what about toilet switches?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll throw in 15 boxcars of leg sleeves. They're absorbent. The men won't need to go to the toilet.
Get it.
No, wait a minute. Oh, Australian silly couches. They have down
sir?
Under. They're absorbent, too, Sarge. The men will love
excuse
them.
Excuse me, sir.
Sarge, don't walk out without... Oh,
mister,
Sarge.
Mister,
what
have you got
it?
A phone I could use?
Oh, yeah, you can use that phone. But hey,
thanks a lot.
You'd get a lot more use out of this here gaggle gross of digital crows. What? They're black like a phone. They do all the talking
for you. No, this will just be fine.
Oh, shucks.
I gotta find her. Let's see, what do we got here on the phone? We got hotline and police. No, I gotta keep the police out of this.
Hello. You've reached the Coosa County 24-hour emergency standby hotline.
Oh, great.
No, we're not in right now. No, at least I don't think we're in.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me check.
Oh, come on.
Nope. We're not in.
Oh.
If you're on fire, you just call Bobby Dip at the garage, extension 94.
No.
Loves fires.
No. I'll call back. Help me. Oh, I hope this problem isn't too personal for the police.
Hello, police personal problems division. This is Sergeant Matthew.
You're not listening to me. I don't want to say I am an alcoholic. Let me say I was an alcoholic.
It's your ex-wife on extension 46. She's hysterical.
She's always hysterical. I can't talk to her now, honey. I'm on extension 47 with Botchko at Alcoholics Anonymous. I'll call her back in 45 minutes if I'm not too drunk.
Hey,
Steve,
Captain.
Still there?
Captain.
Hi, Chico.
Yeah. Where shall I put these Emmys?
Oh, just put them in the corner with the others, will you?
Hey, Captain, when you get off the phone, I got a personal problem.
What happened to your Chicano accent?
That's my problem.
Oh, get out of here, will you? Andale.
Wait,
sorry, Steve. I don't know.
Hey, Cap, can you
crazy.
Help me get this bra off?
Hold on.
I threw out my arm when I punched that pimp on
TV. Sure. Turn around. I can never get these damn things off. It's why I only date liberated women.
Yeah, ow, you're pinching.
Oh, excuse me, Captain.
Yeah, talk to her, will you?
Captain,
I'm having a problem with the next scene. You want to do my lines with me?
Well, that's what the dialogue detective is for, Packer. Will you just get off my case?
Yeah, that's what you say.
And then I say, leave me alone and get out of that stupid bra, will you?
Captain,
what is it,
can I have the afternoon off?
Why?
Problem.
Go into the lounge and boil up some hot water. I'll be in there in a little while.
Can't.
What are you talking about? You can't.
Moochie's getting there having your baby.
What are you all standing around for? Get back to work over here!
Later.
Booker!
Hey, Booker!
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 Okay, we want to go. We want to go to cell block 32, Captain. Over here, 32.
This way, Captain. Right over. Watch out for the pits.
Wait a minute. Cell block 32? That's not in the script. Who are you?
Well, I'm a player.
A day player? I never seen you on a set before.
Captain, I got a personal problem.
Oh,
yeah, I'm looking for this brunette. I don't have much time. Her name is Laura Hawkmoth.
Hawkmoth? What, is that a character name, a stage name?
No,
what
wait, that's her voice. That's her going
right
there.
Quiet. Oh, that's the band next door.
Oh, yeah? Thanks a lot.
Hey, what are you doing? How do I get back on the track? Wait. I got a problem.
And tell them you heard it on K-Zits. We pop the hits that raise the zits at Kudzu Theological School. We're the voice of God in Kudzu County. And here's a special announcement for all you students who attended Professor DeCoot's Roots of Religion lecture. You are hereby ordered to destroy all lecture notes and sewing patterns for the so-called Cloak of Invisibility in the Dean's Bonfire Pit right after chapel. This is the Hawk Moth, and I'll be right back right after this.
Bob Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing Oreos from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in Barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan...
And who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tapes, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Markets.
It's Bob Dylan.
At the Met.
Well, we're back, and you can feel the tension in the air as the great mass of Kudzu moves ever closer to the studio, and Cheryl Shee is keeping track of its progress. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, Harold, I'm out here at the old electric highway, and it's not a pretty sight. The road has been covered, and residents have been advised to flee the area. Perhaps Deputy Jeter, could you please come over here and shed a little a light on what's going on here?
Well, the kudzu's moving a little faster than usual, Cheryl. As a matter of fact, it kind of caught Sheriff Entwistle by surprise. He was having a semi-burger down by the old donut drome, and all of a sudden, whammo, he's surrounded by kudzu. We're waiting for the flamethrowers to help get him out of there.
And you can see that the Ganderlaters are on the march, bells ringing, and the rustle of the kudzu vine behind them as they're led to the site of the sacrifice. And that means, Harold, that I really should get back to the studio so that you and I can continue this exciting harvest coverage.
Oh, my God, Harold, we've got to hold on here.
My God, Professor, that thing is eating her.
Oh, don't worry. She's not a virgin. I know. Look, they'll just get the weed whips and cut her out.
Well, what do I do now? Shall I talk to the professor? Or the... Oh, back to network?
Oh, good Barbariathon.
Yeah, okay. While we anxiously await the parade of Dendrolators, which brings the kudzu to our very door, we'll return to our regularly scheduled program. I'm Harold He. Stay tuned. Professor, what would happen if Betty Jo were not a virgin?
Oh, then it'd be 1936 all over again. The kudzu would cover the town.
Yeah.
36, I was caught in the basement of the seminary with Sister Refusio.
Okay.
By the time they whipped us out, yeah. I was a different guy.
What would happen?
Yes.
Were those sheep glands that we were drinking in those glasses at the end of that flight?
Well, Don, sir, you did insist on ordering in the language of Barbaria, and the word for sheep glands is indistinguishable from the word for champagne.
Well, I should have ordered Diet Cola.
Oh, no. See, then you would have been executed. You see, the word for Diet Cola is indistinguishable from the word for assassination.
Oh, be welcoming to Barbaria, infidel friends. Be telling me, what is the purpose for your visit to spy on us?
This is the new ambassador.
Oh, I am digging your jive, sweet cakes.
I'm here to take over the American embassy.
Oh, that's lots of fun. My club and I do it every week. Men with underwear on their heads and lots of guns. Now, may I be seeing your luggage?
This is the American ambassador.
Oh, the American ambassador. Well, hooray, hooray. Let's open all his luggage.
I don't really think this is necessary.
Oh, be keeping it cool, Mr. A. Very nice. My place as well, you know. Mr. A, look at this Bonnaroo pair of underwear. Doesn't it make a fine... hat on my head?
Those are a gift from the American people.
This could be a mistake.
A gift? Well, let's party hearty.
Do you have any whiskey, Mr. Ambassador?
No.
Good heavens, no.
Oh, what a shame. Well, here, have some of mine.
No. I accept this on behalf of the American people.
Good. I just squeezed it from my sheep this morning. Oh, a sheep shower. The rainy season starts early in Barbaria.
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to accept gifts.
I could challenge you to a Diet Cola.
She must be sacrificed. She must be bound. Yea, how is she to be trusted?
Hell, if we trusted her, we wouldn't have to tie her up.
After the sacrifice, pig out with Dr. Me and the Dendrolators at the Kudzu Luau, here on K-Limb.
And now we take you to the site of the Kudzu Harvest Virgin Sacrifice with your host commentator, Harold He.
All have gathered here for the wedding ceremony. Except for Cheryl, She's still buried in the kudzu. Now, I saw it happen, and that thing just lashed out at her. I mean,
the streets are clear of beasts and bombs. The kudzu hears the bells and comes 200 yards.
And so it begins.
She is fit to be tied. She is Betty Jo, the chosen one, bound with the nuptial knots. Her bouncing breasts are entwined with a stunner hitch, a sheep shank, and a cuckold's neck, as it is written. Is the virgin ready?
Well, yes and no. You see, there is this one thing. When I was at the motel with Harold, well, see, we were
at the parking lot. 40 yards and closing.
Okay. They want me to say something here about industry, agriculture, and sacrifice. But let me tell you something. I don't know what's going to happen to this girl, but I'm going to tell you this. I am not going to let it happen. Okay, let's stop this right now. All right, just stop it. You're all crazy. Let's untie this girl.
Bye.
You don't understand. It's too late. I have to go through with this.
Bob Fertilizer, help me. It's your daughter.
Help. It's my fate. Hey, Doc. The kudzu just made a snack of your Cadillac. I'm history. I'm getting the hell out of here, me.
Goodbye, Harold. I love you.
Stop it. Get in there.
Make you a wine that'll turn you to stone.
Oh, look. It's a party pooper. Hey.
Are we on?
It is written.
Is it written?
I'll write it later. The county has been saved for another year. Betty Jo Fertilizer has been taken to the hall of the Kudzu King. It is over.
I was there.
Laura, I gotta talk to you.
Okay, let me just turn the monitor down. Now, player, what are you doing here?
Well, I want to get out.
Ah, well, then you're going to have to play to win.
Okay, but how do I win? And who are you?
Abandon the game.
Abandon the game. Abandon the game.
What question are you answering? Hey, look, Laura, don't go. Don't go. Where are you?
Parched by thirst, brave the desert waste in search of precious drinks. And then, sustained, must solve the ancient riddle of the Sphinx.
Sphinx? I'm in love with the Sphinx!
Bummer. Mongo. Numbskull. Noble. I smell the cologne of a young upward mobile.
Are you talking to me?
Well, hello, player.
Yo, dragon.
Looking for the magic mace of Minos,
No, I'm looking for brunette,
you're
DJ's
getting
Egyptians.
Warm.
Got the body of a lion. Paws of a...
Oh!
Warm
air!
This game hurts! Ooh! I gotta get out of here.
So, stranger, in your blindness, you have chosen to seek the magic mace of Minos in the circuitous caverns.
I don't want to play dungeons and
Vikings.
I am Vikings.
Osgard. The keeper of the cave.
Big deal.
Or is it the caver of the keep? It's so dark in here, I can't read the writing.
Is this a clue cave?
Follow my instructions carefully, and by the great design, you shall get what you truly
okay,
desire.
Okay, spill them, Roth.
Turn west but nine,
west nine.
And north but right, one. Nine. Stretch out a hand, and before you are the digits of the
spread
place
my fingers
wherein the
and
maze
and stretch
awaits.
Out my
farewell.
Hand.
Ow, hey, get your fingers out of my nose.
Hey.
Oh, Luke.
What are you doing here?
I came for my 20. Come on, give it to me. What do you have to call it
sure,
in here?
Sure, Moke. I'll help you, but first you got to help me find Hawk Moth and get out of this place.
Oh, let's see. You buy a ticket to the sacrifice, save the Sphinx, and then you're out. Initials on the screen. Now, come on, give me my 20. Will you?
Stop.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Hey, Moke, how did you get in here?
Oh, that's easy. I'm one of the bugs.
What?
Eat or be eat.
I'm so hungry. It's good to eat a friend, my friend. There's nothing to eat here.
There is nothing to eat here.
That bug took my last 20. I wonder if this game takes plastic.
At Tonto's First Cowboy Bank, you can use your sidekick card at any one of our conveniently located money holes.
Howdy, Deputy.
Hi.
Insert your sidekick card in my holster, please.
Sure, here.
Gee, I'm sorry to tell you, your account is overdrawn, $79.55.
Oh, gee.
Stick a lot.
Hey, put that gun away, huh?
Now, empty your pockets into my money bag.
Sure, here.
Thank you. 84 cents in change, 3 bus tokens, and a rooster head contraceptive.
Give me back my contraceptive.
You're still short $78.44. How about that watch?
Oh, my dad gave me this. Oh, okay, here.
A Rolex?
Yeah, a Rolex.
No, this is a North Korean ripoff of a Rolex worth only $28. Let's have that class ring on your finger.
I was going to sell this at the 20th reunion. All right.
Worth $41.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not good.
Another $9 and you're out of here.
Yeah, what do you want, my shoes?
Give me your shoes.
Oh, all right. Here, take them.
Has a hair's box of trail thumpers. Last year's model. Too bad, partner. Only worth $4. How about that t-shirt?
Oh, no, not my tour Oh, I take it.
You're in luck. A White Rains on Toast Third Farewell Tour
Tank Top.
That's a collector's item worth $16. You're in the black. Now, skedaddle, partner. Damn.
Hey, crazy droid. Barefoot in the pit. I gotta get to the sacrifice. Where is it? Think of the map. On the map. It's at the museum.
Welcome to the Kudzu County Museum in Labyrinth, and a pre-recorded walk through the tangled history of Kudzu, our improbable county. Now, reach out and grasp the pulsating red knob.
Okay.
And pull it firmly to animate the diorama.
Always pull a free knob.
How?
Wow.
I tell you how. Ancient Indian legends say 30 million moons ago, great god Kachu lived far to north in frigid New York.
Oh, come on.
One day, eat bad street dog.
I've done that.
Throw up on world below.
Oh.
Create rich soil.
Hammer Indian
in
nonsense.
Which this
Maybe this knob's the sacrifice.
In 1769, the colonies are a rich brew of revolting ferment.
Look at these.
Three conspirators meet in an underground print shop somewhere in Philadelphia.
There, it's done and printed.
Oh, let's see.
The first American dollar bill. Well, what do you think of it, Tom?
I don't know. It's too big.
Look at all that money.
I mean, really, an 8x10 of George. It's hard to put in your wallet.
Well, yes. And these dummies will never miss one of these.
Change out of
right,
it.
Now I got my buck. Photo. Let's go to the sacrifice.
Hello, sucker, seeker.
At times of dexterity like this, my wee native compendium, Mohammed, used to pray to the divinities, his little brown froggy body a-quiver at my loins, chanting a stream of ancient Egyptian holograms.
What?
Diaphragms.
No.
I used to date
hieroglyphs, that's it. Do you remember any? Will they help? Anything
yes,
at all?
Of course. Let's see, it was a jackal-headed woman with her eyes kimbo, a king sitting sideways on his throne, a drip with gold, chipped nose uplifted, thusly. All engraven on a pyramid of massy size, with the body of a lion, paws that refreshes, a tale told by an idiot, and the head of a fox.
And welcome to the sacrifice of the Sphinx, the beautiful little creature with the body of a lion and the paws that refreshes.
All right, come on, get on with
it. Yes, indeed. I'll stop the holler for a dollar.
Okay, here you go.
It's very nice. Oh, this is an old one. George still has his teeth. Let the sacrifice begin.
Hello, player.
Hawk Moth!
You have come to sacrifice the Sphinx?
Well, no, Laura. I don't want to sacrifice you.
or save me and win the game?
Oh, I don't care about winning. I just want to save you.
Then, tell me a lie that isn't a lie, or into the burning pit fall I.
No, no, Lord, don't fall in the pits. Wait, a lie that isn't a lie. I don't know how to... I don't know how to love you.
Love you.
Hold it right there, player. You can't go no further. The Kudzu vines done took over the town. You better get out while you can. Huh? I think Route 66 is still open.
No, the game has started all over again.
I can give you the moon.
This one.
You did.
What? Look. Hey, it's you!
Well, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Aren't you going to take 66?
Oh, Jeter, don't be hysterical.
No, before in the game, before I met you when I was playing, it's a dead end.
Yeah, but not with me alone.
Hey, all right!
Oh, hey, you're so smart. Try this one. Why does a porridge bird lay its egg in the air?
Oh, Laura, that's the old leprechaun scam. That's easy.
Okay.
And good morning. Good morning and welcome.
Hello.
To Mr.
and Mrs.
L.
A.
Guess what? We're not in the studio this morning.
Not today, we aren't, sweetheart.
We're outside here in West Los Angeles.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And we're watching the marvelous traffic parade.
The traffic parade, there goes. Oh, I
Hello,
wanted that
folks.
Mercedes, sweetheart.
Oh, we'll get that for you after the show.
Okay, honey.
Oh, there goes a plumber.
The plumber. Oh, we need
stop,
the plumber, sweetheart.
Stop.
We need the... Honey. Oh,
new house,
honey,
you know.
Little Sarah Jo's kicking, sweetheart.
Oh, a star is born. Look
right
out.
Right here on TV.
Can you see her?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
she honey. Is. She's going to be a dancer, I think.
Oh, I think so, sweetheart.
Well, we've got a wonderful show for you today.
Yes,
we're out
today
here
we do.
In the last remaining corner of Pud Park, where the,
Pud Park.
You know, the buildings are going up like crazy. And some pretty crazy buildings are going up, too, I might say. But anyway, we're going to be interviewing Mrs. Bagladian.
Yes.
It's right over there.
Hello, Irma.
Sweating.
Hello,
go sit in the shade, Irma. You don't have to sit out in the
yes,
sun,
honey.
Hello. Hello. Anyway, she became an instant millionaire because she invented this cantaloupe bank.
Yes, and it is such a simple idea. Well, all you have to do is drop the coins in until the bottom falls out.
That's right, just like the economy.
Yes, sweetheart. But first, I will be continuing my coverage and completing my series on Kudzu County Digs Out.
I want to point out to you, to those of you who may not have seen the show, that my beautiful young wife here actually comes from Kudzu County.
Yes, I do, sweetheart. And you'll be happy to know that Mom and Dad, you know,
yeah,
dug out.
They were dug out just last fall.
They certainly were. They're going to be staying with us at our new home.
Well, I guess they have a right.
They do have a right.
Your father certainly has a left.
Oh, honey, that still hurts. I'm sorry. But first, we should tell you, we'd actually like to share with our audience that next week we're going to be doing tapes on our honeymoon.
Edited.
Of course, edited. From the beautiful...
But barbaric.
...country of Aruga.
You will watch me as I launch a lunchtime attack against the Loyalist radio station.
Oh, he does. And I will be watching the beggars parade from the president's helicopter.
Oh, and honey, they're not going to want to miss the shopping spree that we had at the old military market in Puerto Dorf.
Puerto Dorf.
Keep it down over there, please. We're trying to do a show
TV
here.
TV show here, yes. Thank you, thank you. And honey, the Cuban, yes, that's
hat.
Yes, the hat, the Cuban skulls.
No, 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 it's not a human skull, sweetie. It was a Cuban advisor hat. You're right the
yes.
first time. That's what they told me anyway. They don't argue with them, you know.
Whatever. Shopping can be so much fun.
When you're the only one with money.
Yes, and we certainly are. But honey, first it is time to play Cash and Flash.
Cash and a Flash.
Uh-huh.
Cash and Flash. And today's question, how much money is it worth today, Bob?
Bob, don't run across the street.
Bob, we got it.